All right, everybody, I hate to break it to you, but I'm beginning to think this administration is lying to us about this failing war in Iran. We can say, undeniably at this point, this is the biggest foreign policy disaster since the Vietnam War. The changing of timelines, the failure to reach any of our political objectives is humiliating for the United States, and we are now at a point where Iran is trying to stretch out the deal process in the longest way possible to make it extra humiliating for Donald Trump, for the United States, for Benjamin Netanyahu, who is currently hanging on by a thread in Israel, is likely to be voted out in October. We could talk about that in a moment. And it is such an absolute mess. So much so that they are trying to distract you and distract me from this deal that they are claiming they're about to reach. I'm not sure I believe this. They've said this basically every few days. But the Pakistani prime minister just came out and essentially said that they are very close to a deal. However, the Iranians and the Americans' recollection of this deal, their version of it, it's entirely different. It's irreconcilable how different these two deals are. The United States is claiming total victory on our end, while the Iranian regime is claiming total victory on their end. Obviously, both sides have the incentive to claim victory in the strongest way possible, and it's hard to tell exactly where the truth lies. But as it stands, the Iranian version of the deal that they've laid out would make much more sense, as they don't have to give up any nuclear abilities, as they really want to toll the Strait of Hormuz, and it seems like Donald Trump is being humiliated. Our dealmaker in chief is being so humiliated that they are trying to distract us from this. Let's start here. Stephen Miller, for some inexplicable reason, tweets out at 7:30 a.m. a new tranche of UFO files and videos just dropped. Dog, we are not going to believe. We are not going to fall for this distraction. Sarah Longwell from The Bulwark points out, this Iran deal must be horrible. And that's exactly where my mind went as well. I want to break down this Iran deal, but let's entertain this for one moment. Let's see what's on the war.gov/UFO website. It's a Donald Trump Truth Social post dated from February, and it's just some photos of the night sky with half-redacted documents. What is this absolute slop? We are not going to let this distract us from the fact that Donald Trump months ago sent out this Truth Social post on March 6th. Let's dig into the Iran war. Let's dig into the updates. And as always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. They are trying to cover up this war's failure. They are trying to distract and make us look in every direction, but we are going to stay laser focused for you all. So again, subscribe if you appreciate that. And let's read this post from March 6th of Donald Trump. He said this: "There will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender." Well, we'll read the framework in a moment and see if that's what he got. "After that, and the selection of a great and acceptable leader, we and many of our wonderful and very brave partners and allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction." He then says, "Make Iran great again," which is deranged shit. He literally tweeted out the same exact thing almost a year ago exactly in regards to Russia and Ukraine. He said, "Unconditional surrender." He didn't get it in that case either. I also want to open up this website called Trump's Truth that allows us to search through Trump's Truth Social. And check this part out. I searched the word surrender just to see how many times he's talked about it. And I realized this unhinged maniac has sent the same exact Truth Social post three times. Look at this. On June 1st, he said, "If Iran surrenders, admits their entire navy is gone and resting at the bottom of the sea, and their air force is no longer with us, and if their entire military walks out of Tehran, weapons dropped, and saying, 'I surrender,'" he says, "the failing fake news would still attack us." He sent this one on June 1st. That's very important to look at the date that I'm showing you right now. He sent this same exact thing on May 26th, he said, "If Iran surrenders, admits their navy is gone and resting at the bottom of the sea, and their air force is no longer with us, and their entire military walks out of Tehran." But it doesn't stop there. He sent the exact same thing 8 days before this on May 18th. He said, "If Iran surrenders, admits their navy is gone and resting at the bottom of the sea, and their air force is no longer with us, someone's got to get Grandpa to bed." This guy is reposting the same exact threat to Iran week after week after week, and we're supposed to believe that we've actually made any progress? I don't buy it. I don't buy it whatsoever. Look at this timeline. On March 1st, he said, 4 to 5 weeks. 4 to 5 weeks. On March 9th, he said, "Very soon." Then they said, "It won't be long." Then on the 23rd, they said, "Very good and very productive conversations." On March 26th, they said, "Talks to end the war are going very well." Then we begin to hit the 4 to 6 week mark, and they say, "I think we're going to make a deal with them, pretty sure." Then on April 1st, "Very shortly, we're going to make a deal." April 6th, "They've made a proposal, and it's a significant proposal." April 8th, "A big day for world peace." May 18th. We've had very big discussions. We are all the way on June 12th, and they're still saying a deal is coming. A deal is coming. I'm sorry, I don't believe what this administration is saying. Not a single thing. Let's actually break down what's happening right now. So Tommy Vietor immediately quote tweets the framework of the deal and says, no one should believe any of this. And I want you to maintain this mindset as I read this out to you, because this administration has been proven to be lying about this. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to seem cynical about all of this. I want a peace deal. I so desperately want there to be a deal between the United States, between Iran, especially between Israel and Lebanon as well. We've got to tamper the entire situation down. But at the same time, do not believe a single word this administration is saying. And I do not believe they're going to get a deal even close to where the JCPOA was, which was negotiated by Obama, then torn up by Donald Trump. So they're claiming from a White House official, and it's like the least reliable source on the entire planet, a White House official. Number one, nuclear material will be destroyed and removed. Why would Iran agree to that? What leverage do we have to get that from them? Number two, nuclear program will be dismantled. Three, none of their money will be released until they perform. Four, Strait of Hormuz will be open. Five, no Iran funding of terrorist groups. The official adds, this is what they agreed to. This is a performance-based deal. Now, Iran immediately contested that. Let's look at Iran's version of the deal. Just in, the Iranian news agency details the content of the Memorandum of Understanding between the United States and Iran. It's just, how do you reconcile this? How do you have two entirely different deals on the table and both sides claiming they took a victory? Iran says, in the current Memorandum of Understanding, no agreement will be reached on the nuclear issue, and Iran will not make any new commitment. Listen, I'm skeptical of a lot of things the Iran regime says as well. I do not trust them, but this right here seems way closer to a common sense deal for Iran than them giving up everything, opening the strait with no tolls, and basically just giving the U.S. whatever they want. It's just not realistic. This is so much more realistic, especially when Iran still has control of the strait and wants to toll it. That is like their red line. They really want to toll the Strait of Hormuz. It says, discussions on the nuclear issue will take place within 60 days from the date of signing. This is actually the exact memorandum of understanding that leaked to the press about a week ago. This seems to be the exact memorandum of understanding. It says, the U.S. commits to forcing Israel to end the war in Lebanon. That's exactly what they, you know, said a week ago when the leaked memorandum of understanding came out. There is no place in the text of the agreement for the term extension of the ceasefire. Some of the frozen Iranian assets will be released immediately upon signing, and the rest will be released gradually during the negotiations. Iran does not commit to handing over the management of the Strait of Hormuz. The issue of managing the strait will be settled with a regional framework through dialogue between Tehran in Oman. Listen, this is very bad for the United States. This is like the worst version of a possible deal, but this makes sense for Iran to do. This seems like the deal that they would put on the table. To continue, Tommy Vietor then responds to Donald Trump's post saying that this was a fake deal. Trump is pissed because the actual reality of the situation is beginning to hit. The American people, we're not going to get a good deal out of this. We're going to get a humiliating deal. Trump says, the terms that Iran leaked out to the fake news have nothing to do with the terms that were agreed to in writing. Okay, so what are you saying? That they just tricked you entirely? That they just pulled one over on you? He says, what they said, including their weak and pathetic statement on having a deal, bears no relation to the truth. Very dishonorable people to deal with. With them, there is no such thing as dealing in good faith. Amazing. Also, their totally rebuffed drone attack last night against Indian ships left the Strait of Hormuz. It was totally unacceptable, bro. So we're in a ceasefire, but they're also attacking ships in the strait. But they're about to open the strait, although Trump actually doesn't know the terms of the deal that was agreed to. Wow. Absolutely absurd. It took years and years for President Barack Obama to get them pinned down, to get Iran to agree to anything. It was painstaking. It was like pulling teeth. The incentive of the Iranians today, right now, is to drag this out for as long as possible and humiliate Trump as much as they possibly can. And I think it's kind of working. J.D. Vance then responds to this and tries to spin all of this. Let's read this. I just want you to notice what's not said in this tweet. Like, what is it lacking? You're going to realize it's lacking any specific detail. So we're nearing a deal with Iran, but neither side agrees that we're nearing a deal. And anyone who's talking about this can't actually get into a single amount of detail. J.D. Vance says, I'm seeing a lot of fake information about a potential deal to reopen the strait and end Iran's nuclear weapons program. First, the Iranians are not receiving any cash, and no funds are being released for simply signing a deal or attending a meeting. Thanks for clarifying that, J.D. Vance. Who was floating this in the first place? What a weird thing to randomly deny. No, we're not going to be giving them money. I mean, he can't say a single actual detail about the deal, but he's just clarifying that we're not giving Iran money. He says, the deal is structured to ensure that the U.S. and its allies' concerns are prioritized. Okay, that's rather vague. What concerns? And that if the Islamic Republic of Iran meets its obligations, then economic benefits will flow to them. Okay, but what obligations? There's zero detail about this. How are you going to contest the fake information coming out while not actually providing any new information or detailed information? Wouldn't you think if you had a successful deal and people were lying about it, you would begin to do PR about that deal and you would begin to say, hey, here are the details of this deal that I'm going to list out. He says, I've noticed a couple of bizarre things in the reporting over the last few hours. First, people who rightly say Donald Trump was a historic president a month ago now criticize a deal based on unconfirmed media reports. I don't know how I can say this lightly. I want to say this in a very, very surgical manner. You cannot call anybody else a liar about this war when Donald Trump is out there tweeting like this. The same thing over and over and over, saying they're going to surrender, saying that we won't accept anything less than unconditional surrender. You cannot say that anybody else is lying about this war when over and over and over you guys have said 4 to 5 weeks. Very soon. We're soon going to make a deal. It's soon going to be over. It's very clear who is distorting this war, and it's not the media. It's not the American people asking questions about this. It is Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu distorting this to continue dragging it out. So one last time, we don't care about UFO.gov or whatever the hell. We do not buy these distractions. We are not going to fall for any of this, and we especially aren't going to fall for the same weapons of mass destruction lies that have drug us into previous wars that then turned into grinding counterinsurgencies for years and years and years, and a $1 trillion catastrophe, sometimes a multi-$1 trillion catastrophe. We are losing this war. Even if we reach a deal, which I hope there is some sort of peace, I'm not very confident in this administration to get one that is beneficial for us. And one more time, this is undeniably the largest foreign policy disaster we've had since Vietnam. If you guys agree with that, if you appreciate the analysis, drop a like, subscribe. I love each and every single one of you, and peace out.